This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3446 for Monday, the 18th of October 2021. Today's show is entitled Speech to Text. It is hosted by Operator and is about 23 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I talk about converting HPR audio to text and tagging.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Today I'm going to be talking about analyzing audio and extracting text out of that audio and creating sort of a keyword database. And the idea behind this is to A, have transcribed audio from HPR episodes for, you know, for example, hearing impaired, whatever. And then also for metadata and or tagging. So the idea here is to eventually use natural language processing, which is this sort of AI driven artificial intelligence or whatever you want to call it, way to analyze audio and pull key terms out of it. So I'll go over kind of some examples in my approach. This probably spent maybe an hour and 30 minutes piecing this all together in a quick little hacked up batch job or whatever. What the first step is obviously downloading the audio file itself. The second step is pulling that audio into VOSK, V-O-S-K. And from what I understand, these are all open source tools. I don't know what their licenses are or whatever, but this is a proof of concept. We could kind of use anything. There's probably better things for other stuff, and I'll go into that a little bit more. But I'm just merely scratching the surface of all this. So the second step is, you know, after you've downloaded the file, I'm using YouTube DL, converting that to WAV and letting embedded YouTube DL FFmpeg, I think that's embedded inside of it, or some magic, to convert that to a WAV file. Now, after that WAV file is, the MP3 is downloaded and converted to a WAV file, it passes through this Python script called VOSK, V-O-S-K. And I'm just using the defaults now. From what I can tell, it's built on like an input word list. So if the word is not in the word list, it's not going to pull it out as a word. So for example, we got fight covert viruses instead of fight COVID viruses. So what I'd like to see is it actually recognizing words based on not a word list. So we can't possibly put in every single word that's ever going to speak, been spoken in the English language. We need to pull out words that are made up, for example, Carolina Con or Pwned. And there should be a minimal effort around training the speech or speech recognition to pick up new words or get really close to those words. So I don't know what that approach is going to look like. And, you know, I'll take any suggestions around that space. But for this example, it looks like the way that VOSK's VOSK works is that it's using like an input word list. So if it's not in the word list, it gets something, whatever's closest to the word. So the closest word to COVID is covert. Now, with the sample Python script, you could probably just have it open-ended and not import, you know, the word list and have it kind of make up its own words. So phonetically typing words out. I'm not sure exactly how text-to-speech or speech-to-text works in the event that the word doesn't exist. You know, it's a made-up word or it's a word that's not a common dictionary word, right? So that's the first struggle or point I'd like to make, that, you know, I need a way to extract the words out of the audio, and those words might be made up in some cases. So, for example, maybe I don't know what the match threshold is. You could say, okay, if the threshold doesn't match to 60% or greater, then use the word that you think phonetically is being said. So COVID might be spelled incorrectly, but it might be at least close enough to where you could run that through a spell check program, and then maybe it would auto-correct it to COVID. So it doesn't necessarily have to be perfect, but from this, you know, from the standpoint of words that don't exist, if you ran that through, like, for example, Google word lists or spell check algorithm that was cloud-based, that would have every single word in it, then we could take that word that looks like COVID phonetically, and it would autocorrect to COVID. So that's how we could get around the words that aren't words situation. So that next step is normalizing the output and removing common beginning phrases, right? So in the beginning of every episode, you have the, you know, the prologue and the whatever, whatever. So you have the end part and the beginning part. We want to trim that out. We don't need the, you know, this episode and tonight's show's entitled or brought to you by. We want to filter those out because we don't want those keywords popping up when we do the analysts later. So we kind of normalize this output. It's in like a JSON or XML. Once that output is normalized, it's then passed through the YAK, YAKE. It's like yet another something engine, whatever. So that part, you can set the number of kind of terms to reply back to. And I set it to 100. It defaults to, I want to say, 10. So I'll give you some example words here. Let's see if I can find. Now, an episode about the latest episode as of today or whatever. Normal layer modes, erase, merge, and split. Look at layers, models, and GIMP. So this is by Huga, I think. Who am I looking at? Bop-a-dee-bop-bop. Yeah, Huga is going over some GIMP stuff. And this is episode 3420. So we can go in here, find our 3420. 3420, yak out. And for our words, we get 82 words, or 82 phrases, or whatever. And some of these phrases are toy image layer, top layer transparent, remaining layers modes, undocumented layer mode set, normal layer mask, open font license, layer mask effect, layer mask worked, layer group move, layer mask situations, layer group put, layer completely transparent, layer windows maker. So you're sort of building a multi-word keywords list in here. So it's not exact transcribe. It's a pulling out what they'll call keyword extraction, which may include one word, it may include multiple words, and I'm not sure how to break that up either. So there's the detecting the actual words part that needs to be ironed out, and then there's the keyword extraction, which I'm thinking I need to move away from keyword extraction using this method and move something to text classification, which means I'm thinking it's just categorizing text into key thematic things. The idea being that would be the tags for the show. So we would get the text and we would run it through maybe a spell checker, and it would, you know, create a nice clean output or transcription of the episode. Then that gets run through this AI thing, and it spits out tags, or one word tags, or maybe multiple word tags, whatever we decide on. But the key there is getting this keyword extraction right, or what I'm thinking we actually need text classification. So given a group of words or sentences or text, we want to pull out the classification. What is the theme? What are we talking about? What is the classification? So I'm thinking text classification might be where we want to go. But like, again, just barely scratching the surface of this stuff. There's a couple of pieces of software that are open source that I've been looking at. And they're fairly complicated. You know, when you start getting into machine learning and all this AI, whatever, and training, I don't want to have to train it. I want to use existing modules or whatever. But at the end of the day, I'd like to have a group of words that will basically make the episode have its own tags. So for this episode, you know, it doesn't have the word GIMP in it, but it does have, you know, layer group out, layer completely transparent. You've got stuff like layer masks. You've got words like, let's see, picked full saturation spectrum, normal layer, image layer, layer transparent, layer opaque, layer completely. So there's keywords in here that would aim you towards the theme of the episode, but they won't. This doesn't tell me that this episode is about GIMP and whatever. Now, that's what the title does, right? So we have, at a high level, what the title is. We have a high level of what the notes are, because usually people put something in the show notes section that indicates what's going on, but usually it's links or whatever. For me, at least, I don't put a whole lot in there. To be honest, it doesn't. My episodes don't stand on their own because they're generally time sensitive. So, you know, in 15 years, episode about whatever program is not really going to matter all that much as far as, you know, the usefulness of that information. So the idea there is, I feel like if we can get it to a point where it's giving us, you know, a set of 10 words or key phrases that will kind of automate the show notes part of it. So if show notes don't exist, or maybe we add kind of a metadata field and attach that to each episode, we could have more of a searching index where, okay, you've got the output. You could search just the straight up transcribe output of the episode. And that, again, that's can be like for the hearing impaired or whatever. You can download the text, and yeah, it's not going to be 100%, but it'll get you, you know, 99% the way there. And then the second piece is, you know, if the show notes are lacking, or if, you know, you want tags, we can use some AI and some stuff like that to bring it into, you know, maybe a sort of a hodgepodge of show notes that would just have a bunch of phrases of words, and that would help you identify, okay, well, yes, this is about GIMP, but it's about, you know, compiling your own GIMP, and you'll see the word compile, and you'll see the word download, and you'll see the word Linux, and you'll see the word, you know, cross compile, and you'll see the word make, right? And you'll be able to look at those words and understand that it's not about using GIMP, it's about programming in GIMP or compiling GIMP or writing GIMP plugins, right? So the idea there is that, you know, you have your transcribe, full transcribe. Once we go from transcribe, we're gonna marinate that and basically have a list of 10 words. What I want is what I imagine future state is a list of 10 words that describe the podcast in by itself, that will give you an idea of what that podcast is about. So that's like the second layer. And then the third layer is automating that creation of tags. So once we get kind of those key words or key phrases into the mix, we can take those keywords, key phrases, and maybe compare them to maybe Google searches or compare them to something else. And then the results based on that search will give us potentially a key single keyword words to go through. So for example, if we get feed it a list of 10 keywords like layer mask work, layer group move, layer mask situation, you know, saturation, layer group put, layers window make, and we put that all kind of in quotes, and we send it to Google, and maybe we pull the top 10 results from that, then we use keyword extraction based on that to say, okay, these words are only found in, you know, all, out of all these search results, the keywords that come out are the word GIMP. So this must be about GIMP. And maybe we can use some other search pattern recognition. Here's a list of things. What am I talking about? And that's what we want to answer programmatically, is say, okay, here's a list of phrases or a list of words. What am I actually talking about, without having to read the whole transcription? The reader or the listener should be able to look at the kind of keywords or tags and tell what it's about. So again, oop, I got an alarm going off here. So once we've got the keywords and those tags, then we can kind of, where people haven't provided tags, we can provide our own tags and our own keywords or key phrases. So at the very least, I should be able to convert all HPR episodes and to transcribe them pretty successfully, probably to, 95% or 98% accuracy. So I can do that right now with something else. I don't know if this is not the right, this VASC or VOSC or whatever, it's not the right tool for that, or I had to configure it differently. But at the very least, I can transcribe, get us transcriptions. What I want to do is, again, add, keyword phrases, and then eventually add tags and have that all automated. So if someone doesn't provide tags, or they would like, the option to have automated tags, and then they click next, and then maybe they get an email that says, please review your tags. What do you, if you think, if this is great, click yes, if no, or something. Or you can just have it, done offline somehow, or I can provide a single binary. I don't know. There's ways to do it. But the idea there is, you can use, well, a lot of these, especially these deep learning apparatuses and these artificial intelligence things, you can use GPU. So that's also an option. And the reason I say that is, an hour of audio takes about 20, 30 minutes to be analyzed. 2 minutes of audio takes about 10 minutes. Or so, I'm sorry, 10 minutes takes about 2 minutes to kind of analyze. So there is a time factor there. So each episode's going to be about 10 minutes or about 2 minutes to analyze. And then you have your longer episodes that are, like an hour, or even, these giant 6 hour ones or 2 hour ones. There's a time element involved, but we can use GPU for that if we need to use to do that later. But I don't think that's going to be a problem, because they trickle in, right? We only have one every day, and if it takes, if it takes 2 hours to scan one file, who really cares? So the aspect from the speed perspective, I'm not too concerned. But if we need speed, we can utilize GPU. We can utilize multi-threaded downloads. We can utilize the server itself, right, for running, or maybe remotely mounting the audio files, so that we don't have to download them in TAX, archive.org and HPR site itself, whatever. So that's one thing. I already talked about the word input word stuff. So, it said the word COVID was covert, and that's something, I can work through. But I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts, what you think. Has anybody approached this? I know I've talked about it before, and I brought it up before, and I don't know if I followed the thread or if anybody answered, but really, for me, at the very end of the, at the very least, I would like to help provide transcriptions for episodes. And that's the biggest thing for me. The second thing would be to help with tagging keywords with automation, right? So here's an example. I'll provide links in the show notes to episode text and examples. And again, this is proof of concept stuff. This is just an example, and all of this can be tuned. We can use different software. If we find out that you guys like it, feel free to let me know. It's freeload, freeload 101 at yahoo.com. And you can also reach me at 404-647-4250 if you want to hit me up. Again, this is a very quick and dirty, proof of concept for what I'm doing. What I'd like is to, again, have these episode tagging automated as much as possible, and then have like keyword stuff. So when you can search the full text, or you can search kind of keywords, key phrases, which would be like a not as deep search, or you can search just based on, you know, automated tags. So there's kind of three levels of search there. Now, at the end of the day, maybe we don't need any of that. Maybe we just need the transcription, and that might be good enough for the listeners. It might be even good enough for people trying to write show notes and stuff like that. We might even be able to use the output, right, of some of these scripts to help generate show notes generate show notes and tags. So, you know, instead of having to listen to the entire episode, we use machine learning to pull phrases out, keywords out. We review those keywords and say, okay, well, obviously this episode is about GIMP, but I don't want the word, you know, banana in there because the whole episode is about photoshopping GIMPing a banana, right? Using GIMP on a picture of a banana. So if the speaker uses the, you know, keyword a bunch of times or key phrase and it's not what the episode's about, right? We can filter that out. So that might be kind of some way we could use, you know, machine learning, AI, whatever, to help with show notes and tagging. Maybe make it, you know, halfway there. Maybe, right, this is some other features thinking just off the top of my head. Maybe the transcribe comes in, the transcribes gets analyzed, and it creates keywords and tags. And then those go to, what do we call, janitors to approve or disprove, right? So instead of, you know, the janitors having to listen to every single episode, I mean, I as much as I want to hear other people's voices and my own voice, it can be kind of hard to go through some of these episodes that are hours long or 30 minutes long that has, it's on a topic that you're not really passionate about. So having to mentally listen, right, even at a 2x, having to mentally listen and retain that knowledge, yeah, you can probably listen to the first 5 minutes and get an idea about what the episode's about. And maybe we use machine learning for that piece too. Maybe we analyze the first 5 minutes, pull out the key phrases, those get pushed into a queue for janitors to approve kind of automated show notes and or automated tagging. And they can say, okay, well, based on the transcription, yeah, I'll approve these four keywords or these four tags, and these other three are just stupid and they need to be filtered out. And, you know, we can kind of have a whitelist and a blacklist of keywords and phrases so that, you know, instead of managing and having to like uncheck free software every time, then you can kind of highlight that and filter it in or out based on, you know, based on things like that. So just basic filtering, basic stuff like that. Other than that, I can't really think of anything else off the top of my head. If y'all have any comments, suggestions, ideas, you know, there's the, you know, 10,000 ways to skin this cat. But at the end of the day, I can probably provide, given enough time and maybe a little bit of help from some people, I could probably automate tagging, which is kind of scary, with machine learning. So just keep that in mind. If we're against the robots and we think that the human touch is important, whatever, but I'm a big scripter, I'm a big automator, and I definitely don't want you guys getting burned out. And, you know, if I can help with manual tagging, I probably should, instead of doing episodes about, you know, automating something that doesn't need to be automated. But anyways, hope that helps you guys out. Feel free to pass off any other ideas or anything or provide comments. I've really thought about this for several years and finally broke down and said, you know what, I've heard so many talking about, you know, tagging and having to do this and having to do that. Well, if we can at the very least transcribe, right, these episodes, then that can cut down on a lot of the work having to be done. Anyways, y'all have a good one and peace out.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.